AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Three of the Americans Iran released over the weekend are in Germany for medical checkups at a U.S. military hospital. One of them is Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, who spoke to his brother Ali by phone this morning. Ali talked to NBC's Today Show.
You know, I was able to speak to him this morning on the phone, and, you know, he's just really happy to be out. He got a good night's rest and is working really hard to get himself better so that he can come back home.
Robert Levinson is not coming back home with the others. The former FBI agent who's been missing for more than 8 years is believed to be held somewhere in Iran, his wife Christine.
I had to turn on the TV to find out what was going on, which was really disappointing. Mm-hmm. And I felt very betrayed and devastated that I hadn't even received a phone call to let me know this was happening.
She was on CBS this morning. Now that sanctions have been lifted, we're hearing that Iran plans to boost its oil production by 500,000 barrels a day. Three Americans reportedly kidnapped in Iraq over the weekend are still missing. Iraqi security forces going door-to-door in Baghdad looking for them. AP correspondent Susanna George is in Baghdad.
What we've heard from the U.S. Embassy here in Baghdad is that several Americans have gone missing in Iraq. This followed local media reports that three Americans had been kidnapped in the capital by Shia militias.
All three said to be civilians. Clinton, Sanders, and O'Malley, the three Democratic presidential candidates who debated last night in South Carolina, are joining a Martin Luther King Jr. Day rally there today. And in Danville, Ohio, a police officer was killed, his gun and cruiser stolen late last night. Just minutes earlier, a woman had called police saying her ex-boyfriend had weapons and was looking to kill a cop. This morning, Herschel Ray Jones III is in custody. This is AP Radio News. Remember when Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump said he'd ban Muslims from coming to the U.S. for the time being? Well, today, British lawmakers are debating whether to ban him from entering the UK. Correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
The debate follows the presentation of an online petition signed by over 500,000 people demanding Trump to be blocked after he called for a temporary ban on Muslims entering the US. Although it won't result in a binding vote, British lawmakers are obliged to discuss the motion, as under British law, any online petition backed by 100,000 people or more must be considered for parliamentary debate. Labour politician Paul Flynn believes banning Trump could be counterproductive by making him appear to be a victim. I'm Karen Chamas.
David Bowie's final album, Black Star, is number one on the Billboard charts, his first chart topper. David Bowie died last week of cancer at the age of 69. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.